of course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Happy Wednesday, Sunny.
Happy Wednesday, Kim.
And I understand you are kicking off today with African football.
Kim, Africa's qualifying campaign for the 2018 World Cup football tournament in Russia officially kicked off Wednesday. Let's take a look at the results. Remember, VOA World Cup fans, these are first leg matches. The second leg matches are scheduled for next week, with the winners on aggregate advancing to the second round. In Dar es Salaam Wednesday, the host Taifa Stars of Tanzania topped the Flames of Malawi 2-0. The Swallows of Burundi scored a 1-0 road victory over Seychelles. In Moroni, the capital of the Comoros Islands, Comoros and Lesotho played to a scoreless draw. It marks the first ever point for the Comoros Islands in World Cup qualifying. They lost their four previous World Cup qualifying matches. In Juba, heavy rains on Wednesday washed out the World Cup qualifier between South Sudan and visiting Mauritania. The match was abandoned after only 10 minutes, with the score tied at 1-1. World Football's governing body, FIFA, says the game will resume on Thursday at 11 a.m. local time in Juba, from the point where the match was stopped. South Sudan, Africa's newest country, became a FIFA member in 2012, and this is its first ever World Cup qualifying match. And on that note, let's give a sunny side of sports shout-out for Dominic Aboui-Patino, who scored South Sudan's first World Cup qualifying goal. Dominic equalized in the fifth minute after Mauritania's Boubacar Baghili opened the scoring in the third minute. In one other African World Cup qualifying result from Wednesday, the Harambee Stars of Kenya scored a 5-2 road victory over Mauritius. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a nice photo of former world heavyweight boxing champions Larry Holmes and George Foreman with their arms around each other. Holmes and Foreman both fought Muhammad Ali, and they recently appeared at a ceremony in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, where Sports Illustrated magazine renamed its Legacy Award in honor of the 73-year-old Ali. Larry Holmes scored a 10th-round TKO over Muhammad Ali in 1980. It was Ali's second-to-last fight. He retired the following year after a loss to Trevor Burbick in the Bahamas. Holmes says Muhammad Ali is a worthy recipient of the Sports Illustrated honor.
Well, you know what? I've known him a long time, and I think it's deserving. I think anybody who went through the things that he went through in the game of boxing deserves it. You know, a lot of times people go through it and they forget all about it until the end. At least he has the opportunity to see the people and see the ones who really cared about him.
Larry Holmes and more than a few others still really care about Muhammad Ali, who has suffered from Parkinson's disease for more than 30 years. Ali attended the event in his honor in Louisville, but he hasn't spoken in public in years because of the Parkinson's. Now let's go to New York City, where the Major League Baseball playoffs got underway Tuesday night at Yankee Stadium. A crowd of 50,113, the largest at the stadium this year, watched the New York Yankees lose to the Houston Astros 3-0 in an American League wildcard game. With the victory, the Astros move on to play the Kansas City Royals in a division playoff series. one of baseball's best pitchers. Houston's Dallas Keuchel shut out the Yankees over six innings to get the win. The 27-year-old Keuchel, who also sports one of baseball's best beards, says growing up, he also pitched in big games in Little League. In fact, Keuchel and more than a few other major league players got their start playing Little League baseball. VOA's Adam Phillips attended a Little League game here in Washington, and he has this feature for us.
The sun shone warm on the Marlins and the Yankees, two Little League teams of eight-year-olds, as they stood on the new springtime grass before their baseball game and sang their sport's unofficial theme song. The game gets underway with the Marlins playing offense, hoping to score. While they wait their turn to bat, a few players explain what they like about baseball.
My favorite thing about the game is that you get to bat and you can go to World Series and get trophies.
I like to play it because there's like strategy in it, and I like strategy games.
What would you tell a kid far away about baseball?
Well, you play with a bat and gloves and a ball. Well, you have to score runs. You've got to see who can get the most runs.
When you get to know the rules, it's really fun.
What's the most fun about it?
Probably either when you're up at bat or when you just...
What just happened?
Peter, he's on my team, he just hit the ball and someone caught it. When you catch a ball, then the batter's out. So all those people going, oh man, were our team members.
So it's a kind of an emotional game, huh?
Yeah. The ball comes, you miss it, you're sad. Or if you catch it, you're joyful and you're happy and wonderful.
Happy and wonderful is in fact just how a brother and sister pair on the opposing team felt after they caught that ball.
And that is what I call pride. You don't care if you're losing by 11 points. You're just wonderful. You feel great.
Before long, fortunes have been reversed. Three Marlins have managed to hit the ball and are on base when...
What just happened?
Ben just got a home run. Yeah. Good job, Ben.
So tell me, Ben, how do you feel right now? What did you do?
I did a grand slam. That means that you make 4 points.
So that was a really good hit, huh?
Yeah.
One of the boys, Ben, batted home, gulped some water, and recounts his triumph.
I was at third base, and then I said, go, go, go. So I ran home, and I didn't get out.
You feel proud?
Yes.
So does Dan Gross, the Marlins team coach and a Little League parent.
It looks pretty remarkable. I guess, you know, all this practicing and playing is paying off because the kids are batting magnificently now. And at the beginning of the season, it wasn't so good. But as always happens every season, not only do they get the rust out, but they grow and they improve. And it's very gratifying.
The Yankees are now losing to the Marlins by several points.
You were standing straight up. You weren't down and ready. Be down and ready. Watch the ball from the pitcher's hands.
Eric Moore coaches both the Yankees, where his eight-year-old son is at work in the shortstop position, and the Braves, which his five-year-old plays for.
It's a great game to learn and enjoy and spend a life with. You don't have to be a super athlete. It's a skill game. So if you learn the skills, catching, throwing, hitting, and running, you can compete with the best of them. And that's why I like it. The underdog has a chance, always.
Is that the American aspect?
That is the American aspect. America's all about the underdog. I mean, as long as they're working hard and they're learning as much as they can, there's nothing that can stop them.
Soon, the Yankees get their chance to bat and manage to score several runs themselves. Karen Baldy is a parent.
You try and stay detached, but the other day, my daughter came up. The bases were loaded, and she whacked that ball really hard, and we watched it, and it was a legitimate good hard hit, and it was marvelous. It was thrilling. It was embarrassingly wonderful to experience your child doing something like that. I would have cheered that hard for anyone on the team. I just would have, but it was my girl, and it was just great.
Ready, guys?
2, 4, 6, 8. We appreciate Yankees!
Yankees!
An hour and a half after it began, the Yankee-Marlins game is over, and the Marlins have won.
Good game, guys.
Way to hit, guys.
Good game. Good game. Good game.
While the two teams congratulate each other in a little league ritual of good sportsmanship, one Yankee cheers himself up with a memory from the previous Saturday.
And I hit the ball. There's a playground. I hit it in the air into the outfield, and then it went rolling in the playground. And I went around the bases as hard as I can, and I got a triple. It was like my first real important play of my life. And I really want to be in the big league, so I think it will be a good inspiration on me.
At the Yankee Marlins Little League game in Cleveland Park in Washington, D.C., this is Adam Phillips reporting.
Won't take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Find me some peanuts, I'll buy you crackers. As long as you count my outs when I come up to bat. Oh, now it's root, 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 root for both to say. Win or lose, lose or win, we're all the same. Oh, won't you please take me out to the old.
Take me out to the ball game. And thanks to VOA's Adam Phillips for that feature. Turning to athletics, Jamaica's Olympic and World Sprint champion Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce visited Namibia this week. If you check out Shelly Ann's Facebook page, you'll see some very nice photos from her visit, which included a stop at a Namibian sports facility, as well as a trip to Etosha National Park in northwestern Namibia, where she saw some African wildlife. The 28-year-old Jamaican speaker